Hope everyone's enjoyed this morning's talks. I've certainly got a lot out of them. Thank you for coming today. Today I'm going to be speaking about college student SRE and how to onboard your entry-level talent. Just for the purposes of this talk, I'll also refer to entry-level talent as ELTs. So this session is going to take the perspective of myself as a recent new college graduate and Nina Mushiana, an SRE manager at LinkedIn, on how to onboard SREs and help them reach their full potential. Some of the topics we'll be covering today include onboarding and training, what you should be doing when your ELT joins, and how onboarding an ELT can be different from onboarding your experienced hires, mentoring and managing, how to bring out the best of your talent, and then we're going to sum up with some lessons learned and advice for ELTs. So who am I, or better described as who are we in this case? I'm Michael Keogh, a senior SRE on the production SRE team at LinkedIn.
Sorry, we're sharing mic today. I'm Nina Mushiana. I'm the SRE manager at LinkedIn.
All right, so in January 2014, I completed college in Australia, moved countries, and started as an SRE at LinkedIn. Over those 2 years, I've gone from a junior engineer to a senior engineer. However, I wouldn't have been able to do that without a great onboarding experience and a group of managers and mentors around me who have trained and guided me. LinkedIn certainly wasn't my first enterprise job, but it was my full first time job in the US. I'd previously interned at NASA just down the road, but I found a full-time job after college was a vastly different experience to my internships. When I started at LinkedIn, I was very enthusiastic, keen to learn. I was actually on the identity team, and listening to Rachel's talk this morning, I encountered a lot of those, you know, what the floop moments going on, and as an ELT, it was very intimidating. Did a lot of work to try and learn as much as I could and learn about not only the things that I was responsible for, but the whole LinkedIn architecture as a whole, and got a little bit too involved in other people's projects and other people's work, found myself a little bit burnt out, but thankfully I had mentors and managers around me who helped guide and train me, as I said, and late last year I got promoted to a senior position. So over the 2 years, I've actually learned a lot, and I feel that it's important for me to share some of my experience and learnings for you all today. So your ELTs, who are they? So obviously, you know, they've just graduated college, but the thing to keep in mind, you know, few colleges offer the SRE experience or classes that teach SRE skill sets. Colleges also don't teach soft skills or workplace skills. Any sort of representation of that work is purely based around assessment, which, you know, obviously isn't a real experience of what it is in the workplace. Your ELTs may not have enterprise experience either. Sure, most of them have done internships, but internships can be very sheltered, very protected, and don't offer full exposure to working environments. It might take a little bit of time for your ELTs to adjust to expectations, the workplace environment itself, and also the values of your company and what you're trying to achieve. The great thing about ELTs is that they have a high aptitude for learning. Sure, they don't have the full knowledge base of an experienced hire, but they are willing to learn quickly. ELTs are very much about learning on demand because they have to. And they will use resources such as websites, books, and even the peers around them to learn really quickly. Traditional classroom learning may not work for them, as a lot of better learning can occur in small bite-sized or snack-sized chunks. At LinkedIn, we've been very lucky to have a number of great ELTs who have joined our organization. One example we love to use internally is Jimmy and Eric, who are a part of our monitoring infrastructure team, who has ELTs built Ingraphs, our in-house monitoring system. Final thing about ELTs is that they're non-jaded, highly impressionable, and idealistic thinkers. They aren't cynical about their work or their projects because they don't generally have preconceived notions about products or infrastructure. It's easier to make a good impression upon them and teach them good workplace habits, both technically and socially. And they're highly idealistic. They want to do things the right way. They don't want to take shortcuts to success, and you should try and make the most of that when they're working on their projects. So at LinkedIn in 2015, 22% of our new hires in SRE were ELTs. And in 2016, this number is going to be even greater. So as a senior SRE and Nina as a manager, we have a responsibility to shape the careers of these ELTs joining our organization. So onboarding your talent. So I'm going to break this down into three parts. So firstly, before day one. So for our ELTs, we have this program called In Touch, which is for ELTs joining LinkedIn LinkedIn at the conclusion of college. The purpose of this program is to make sure that we stay in constant communication with them. We want to make sure that they're excited to join LinkedIn and let them know that we're eagerly awaiting their arrival and make them feel welcome as a part of the company. The program consists of two parts. The mentor management correspondence, where we get mentors and managers from the SRE organization to reach out to our new hires and introduce themselves and make sure that they the ELT understands what they're going to be working on, what the team does. And this helps settle nerves, makes them feel welcome, and also creates a line of communication which allows the new hire to feel like they have someone they can go and direct their questions to. And of course, it wouldn't be Silicon Valley without company merchandise. So we always send some LinkedIn-branded swag to our new hires, and it gives them something cool to wear in their last semesters at college, and it keeps them excited about joining the company. Day one at LinkedIn is all about reaffirming their decision to join the company. We want to make sure that they're excited, inspired, and informed so they can start their journey at LinkedIn. A lot of our day one program is about making sure our new hires understand the company's history, our vision, and the values and culture. For all of those people who have worked with LinkedIn or who've worked at LinkedIn, a lot of you know that we're very focused on our values as a company, and that's always kept in mind when we're performing our jobs, even though as SREs, our role is highly technical. We give our new hires a roadmap that gets them set up and productive for their first 30 days, lets them know what's lying ahead for them in the first couple of weeks, and tries to remove some of the uncertainty of what's going to happen next. Important to note to make is our orientation is highly experimental. We do change it fairly often. And it's very cultural centric and sort of sets the tone for how their work will be done at LinkedIn. We spend a lot less time having our onboarding team talk to our new hires and spend a lot more time performing activities so they can engage with the people who are starting with them on that on their first day. And this is also consistent with how ELTs learn best. So post day one, we get our new hires into a boot camp. So this focuses on four pillars: our engineering culture, how our code base works, the tool set available to our engineers, and also how LinkedIn is architected. We have a number of senior engineers in the company from security, from engineering, and even from SRE who go and talk to our new hires and impose some of their wisdom upon them. For SRE, we also give an SRE onboarding checklist. So this is another 30-day program of things that new hires need to learn to get started in their teams. This list is constantly refined by our new hires. The last item in the list is actually go and change anything in this that you think would have made your onboarding experience better. And so we're constantly refining and making that list better. And then finally, for ELTs, we have a program called Startin. So Startin is a 2 to 3 month onboarding program designed for our most recent graduates joining the company, going from academia to full-time work. We try and provide a professional development growth and give them a community to accelerate their time to productivity. There's a strong focus on providing offerings to help grow our ELTs both professionally and personally. So training your talent. So as you can expect, it's very important to create a strong set of get-up-to-speed documents and classes for your new hires. It's well documented that companies such as Google, Facebook, and ourselves run extensive boot camps to try and accelerate this process. For ELTs, it can be a little bit different. A lot of us haven't worked in large-scale environments before, and it can be intimidating. Certainly, a lot of the stuff that Rachel spoke about this morning, you know, what the flute moments, what you do next, as a new college grad, I didn't know what to do next. And there were a number of resources that I had to tap to get to that point where I felt comfortable in those situations. Certainly, one resource I'm sure many of you in the room would have seen is the High Scalability blog. while I was doing interviews and starting at LinkedIn, it was one of the best resources for me to go and learn about different architectures and how to troubleshoot things, and definitely made me settle into my job a little bit easier. So your new hires also need a technical resource they can talk to, so like a technical mentor. It's really important that ELTs feel like they can constantly pester someone with questions and feel comfortable about that. And also non-technical training. So at LinkedIn, we provide a lot of non-technical training for our new hires. So we have a Rock Your Profile session, which shows our new hires how to build their profile and demonstrate their work, experience, and achievements. And it helps them to build pride in their work. We also run another program on how to be a pro. So this is all about building your brand at work and how you should show up in the workplace. ELTs need a lot more help in this area since they're fresh out of college and they don't have the skill set yet. We also provide a number of different cool networking events with fellow ELTs who have just joined the company so they can build their company and feel like they have people in their situation that they can relate with and gain experience with. Now I'd like to pass it over to Nina to talk about mentoring and managing.
Thanks, Michael. Reflecting back, I'm sure all of you can think about the one person in your life that brought the best in you. They took you to the next level. They made you do things that you thought were not possible. That could be a friend, a mentor, a teacher, or a sibling, or a parent. This, to me, makes a good mentor. At LinkedIn, we know that it is really important to mentor our entry-level talent. We cannot underestimate the importance that a mentor plays in speeding time to productivity, helping them quickly acclimate to our culture, and have more belonging moments at LinkedIn. It is critical to select the right mentor for them. One of my strategies is to pair our best engineer with our ELTs. Let your best train your new hires, so they learn best technical skills, they learn good work ethic, and they learn workplace soft skills. The idea is to build another really good SRE. Basically, you're cloning from the best. Make sure ELTs feel that they have someone they can talk to, someone who they can talk to about technical and non-technical stuff, someone who can show them how to build relationships with their peers and management. A mentor should ensure that certain traits are adapted by an ELT, like asking questions. It is important that ELTs are learning how to ask effective questions, and also that they feel empowered to ask questions. Showing gratitude. As an ELT, they'll be reaching out to their peers, asking a lot of questions, asking for a lot of time. And it is important for them to acknowledge and appreciate the time and support that their colleagues are giving them. Communication is a key at the workplace. A mentor can show them how to communicate effectively. It allows them not only to process, but express and understand themselves. Taking ownership. What does it mean to lead and own something end-to-end with the idea that it'll be handed off to someone else? How do you take away ego and know that what you're doing is for the greater good? All these traits can be shown by a mentor. And dealing with workplace challenges, knowing how to interact with challenging environment and challenging people, because we all have them. And how to stay composed and express themselves effectively when things don't go their way. I know I'm stating the obvious, but be a good team player. While working on a project, ELTs might find themselves working in a siloed project, but they have to think about the bigger picture, the larger goal. My definition of a team player might be slightly different. We often make the mistake of focusing on just our team and looking at what's best for that team. But once you start looking at the whole company as one team, that's when you become a true player. And it is the mentor that instills this trait in an ELT. Now let's talk about management side of things. Managing an ELT is slightly different than managing someone with industry experience. I thought I would share a few things that I have learned myself. LinkedIn has a great culture, and it is important for the mentor to show that to an ELT. Let them know that there are people who are always there to talk to and who will support them. It is important that we have created a space for them where they feel safe, where they feel their voices are heard, where they can drive and provide feedback. Show them the opportunity how they can build their career. ELTs often join a company with a dream in their eyes, and it is the manager to show them how the dream can become a reality. Show them opportunities to build their career, encourage them to explore, have them go out and do work, bring it back, and see what their curiosity, where their curiosity took them. Of course, support them. Help them identify different opportunities within the company. Regular one-on-ones are really important for our employees, especially ELTs, for the support and the guidance. One-on-ones allows them to voice their concerns, ideas, and give feedback. ELTs are often not sure how to express their concerns. As a manager, we have to encourage them to speak up. And in the one-on-ones, they can do that. That's the best place. That is their safe place where they can express their concerns. Also set expectations that they have to come prepared for one-on-ones so they can make the most effective use of their time and your time. They learn the value of how to respect each other's time. Check-ins with their mentor on a regular basis to see how the progress is being made. So it's possible that they're more open to the mentor than they are to the manager. Make sure that you do regular check-ins with them. I would also be careful not to advise people to handhold too much. You want the right balance of management and team support, but also push ownership to the ELTs, something that that will help them throughout their career. A manager can be really effective with a good balance of acknowledgement and feedback. Acknowledgement lets them know that their work was appreciated and valued. And feedback, if communicated in the right way, should be used as an encouragement to improve the next time. Morale in SREs, as all of you know, can drop quickly. A project can be canceled at any time. And ELTs are more at risk due to their inexperience. Things can seem worse to them. Managers have to be more compassionate and empathetic to ELTs to address their concerns and provide reassurance. One feedback I've often received from ELTs is that they were given boring work, something the rest of the team didn't want to work on. And that will be my advice to all the managers. Let's make sure ELTs don't feel that they're given boring and mundane work. I would suggest to ensure that there's a healthy balance of tedious work along with challenging and complex problems. When they have to do laborious work, which is coupled with exciting projects, they learn how to manage work streams. It teaches them the skill to multitask and prioritize their work, another skill that they will always use in their career. As Michael said earlier, ELTs are very impressionable, and they look up to their mentor and manager. Together, both a mentor and manager shapes an ELT. Like a sculptor, we have the opportunity to shape our future as well as there. And I'll be handing it back to Michael so he can share the lessons that he's learned as an ELT.
Thanks, Nina. So before we finish up today, I wanted to give a couple of lessons learned from my 2 years at LinkedIn and some advice to ELTs. So at LinkedIn, one of our cultural pillars is relationships matter. Sounds kind of cheesy, but it is actually really true. When I first joined LinkedIn, I sort of glossed over this a little bit to my own detriment, and I didn't realize the importance of building relationships, not only with my SRE colleagues, but also with your developers. Most of us in the room have developer counterparts, and it is extremely important to build relationships with those people so they understand what you're trying to achieve and you can understand what they're trying to achieve. Thankfully, over the past 2 years, I've developed some great relationships with my developer counterparts and been able to really make some product launches happen and saved ourselves from a couple of disasters by talking with them. Second lesson is technical skills only get you so far. It's great to have a room of smart engineers, but if you can't work with each other, it's kind of pointless. So to have those soft skills is something that's extremely important for your work and your projects to be successful. And finally, value your time. As I said earlier, I got myself a little bit burnt out. I got myself involved in a few too many things just because of my enthusiasm, and I didn't really value my time. It's very important as an ELT to take a step back and make sure you're looking after yourself. And with your managers there and your mentors, they should be also looking out for you. So finally, advice for ELTs. Make the most of the resources around you. All of you should be surrounded by really smart people. Tap their brains. Certainly when I first started at LinkedIn, had a team of really good engineers that I could always talk to and ask questions of, And they were the ones who really got me up to speed, taught me what I know now, and have really shaped my career at LinkedIn. Secondly, it's always better to ask questions than to assume something and break something. As an ELT or as a new hire generally, it can be sort of intimidating to sort of keep asking questions of people. But as SREs, I'm sure we all prefer one more question than a site outage. Questions for an ELT also show thinking process and initiative, which helps build your brand, as I spoke about earlier. And finally, use feedback as a motivator to improve. As Nina said, managers should be giving good feedback on things you did well and things you could improve on. And as an ELT, it's up to you how you take that feedback. People giving you feedback do care about your welfare and about your career, so you should value that and always use it as a way to do even better at your job next time around. So that concludes our part of the presentation. I'd now like to hand it over to you, the audience, for any questions you may have.
Could you define for us a little bit about what SRE role is that at LinkedIn, just so we have the context of what you've come through?
So it's probably hard for me to compare it to other companies per se. So LinkedIn sort of has three styles of SREs. So we have embedded SREs who work with our product teams and sit with our product teams. We have a central SRE team that they work on horizontal projects. They're sort of scoped into different teams and, you know, we're our own developers. And then we have like tooling teams. So they work on our deployment tooling, our build tools. They have they do have developers that they work with or engineers that they work with, but all of that sort of stuff is internal facing. So the way that each of the SRE roles work slightly differs, but you know there is definitely an emphasis on the building relationships and working with each other across those three groups.
Hi, yeah, I've Blake Bissett. I ran the Mentors On Call program at Google for about a year. I'm curious how you guys handle, like, what's the general like term of your mentorship relationships? Are they the formal mentorships you have? And how do you handle, you know, reevaluating and you know adding, you know, maybe switching who mentors are and so forth as employees go along?
All right, so we don't really have any formal process defined at the moment. Certainly, you're like every ELT is assigned a technical mentor to start with, and usually that probably goes for the first couple of months until they're on call and feel comfortable with operating the site. It's actually a requirement to go from junior engineer to senior engineer to be mentored by someone, so the manager will usually initiate that sort of process and identify a mentor for that ELT to be associated with.
And sorry, also please. Yeah.
There's one more thing that at LinkedIn, mentorship is considered so seriously that that is considered one of the aspects of promotion from a senior to from a junior to senior SREs, that how many people they have mentored and how their mentorship skills are.
Okay. And I had one other thing, which was I just forgot while you were talking. I'm sorry. So that initial assignment, is that typically done within the working group of the individual, or do you try and get something outside of the chain of reporting so they have someone to go to who's not their boss or someone who works for their boss? Or what's
for the
preference?
Technical mentoring, it will be basically someone in your team, mm-hmm. just so they're familiar with the architecture, the engineers, et cetera. And, you know, you don't have to go to another building and, you know, pester someone. It should be someone who you're working with day in, day out.
Okay. And is that the only mentor that's assigned, or do you have another?
For technical mentoring, yes. For social mentoring, it could be anyone across the SRE organization.
And is social mentoring more of like a pull function, or is that still some you're assigned someone as well?
So the manager usually sets that up with mm-hmm. with the mentor.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're actually out of time, yep. So let's ask the question offline.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I hope you got something out of today. Yeah.